Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so glad to have you tuned to WBAP on this lovely Sunday morning. And we are here to talk about the plants at your place. It's really very, very simple. All that you have to do to get involved in our program today is pick up the phone and give us a call. Now, I'm going to give you that number right now. That will put you through to one of the Williams twins, Randy and Rick Williams. Are in that order, running the boards and all the technical stuff and answering the phones for me today. And so that's your way to call through. We have a couple of calls already, and that's really cool. So good deal. Thanks, Rick, for being in early to catch those calls. Here is the number if you'd like to get online. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. Call now. It is likely to get kind of busy. Activity is really picking up. You can see that in nurseries. I see it on my Facebook page. I see it everywhere. So, and in fact, do join me on Facebook if you will, please. It's NEILSPERRY. And that's about the only time in my life that I care that you spell my name properly, because otherwise you're not going to find me. NeilSperry.com, NEILSPERRY. Very important time of the year, because the middle of February is the focusing point beyond which you need to have things finished. And we're going to talk about that as we go through this morning. I'll just throw some tips in as the morning progresses. For example, if you are going to be transplanting any established trees and shrubs, things that are growing out there in your landscape and that you want to move from here to over there, you need to get it done. If you're going to go dig a tree on a piece of property you own and move it from there back to here where you live, you need to get that done before they start to break bud and grow. And you see a lot of trees that are beginning to show that bud swell. So the time to get things transplanted is immediately. That time is critical. I'll throw some other tips like that in as the morning progresses, but I'd like to get the program underway so that we can get to your calls as quickly as possible. So my first commentary for you this morning has to do with the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Jeannie, G-E-N-I-E. Jeannie is an adorable Chihuahua Terrier mix who is looking for a second chance on life. She's 3 years old. She was rescued by the SPCA of Texas from really bad conditions about 6 weeks ago. She came through the rough time. It takes her just a little while to get used to new human companions. Now, we had a dog for many, many years that I found out along a highway, and her name was Wiggins. Wiggins was a terrier Chihuahua mix. She had wiry hair that just stood straight out, and big ears, and she was blonde, and Jeannie is black with gray flecks through, and I don't think it's age. It's just the nature of her coat color, and she just makes you want to reach out and put your hand completely around her. She's tiny, and to give her a big hug. Sweet little girl. Once she does warm up to you, she is your best friend forever. Jeannie loves going on walks. You know what? That shows her that you care, and that she is your pride and joy, and she'll be one of your best friends. Walks loves other canine companions. She's found so many new friends at the SPCA of Texas. This precious girl would also love to learn house training skills, even cool new tricks, so there's a little training required there. So Jeannie is your dog. If you'd like to do something very special for a little girl who's had not the best of lives so far, you can make a real difference. What do you say? Come on out and meet Jeannie today. See why she ought to become your forever friend today. She comes in a very small package. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, they invite you to go to their website, spca.org/findapet. This is Jeannie, G-E-N-I-E, and she is at the Perry campus, P-E-R-R-Y, Perry campus of the SPCA. She's been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. She is ready to go today. You can have Jeannie at your home by evening. They're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. They're at 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer Road in southwest McKinney, right there on the north side of Craig Ranch. If you're coming from Frisco, it's Main Street. Street, and when you cross over Custer, then all of a sudden you say, hey, this says Stacy now. So there you are, Stacy Road, and the address again to put on to your GPS, especially if it's a fairly new one, 8411 Stacy Road. If you have an old GPS, 8411 Farm to Market 720. Remember, noon to 6, 7 days a week. Same hours for the Dallas shelter of the SPCA. Another lovely, cheerful place there at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. That's spca.org/findapet. That report is sponsored today by a restaurant where we were just a few nights ago, and that is Silver Tie Cuisine at 906 West McDermott in Allen. Love this place, and it is so cool to go in there. We have our favorite waiter, and we have our favorite owner. He used to be our favorite waiter. It's a neat story. Silver Tie Cuisine. And you know what? Look it up. Look it up anywhere you want to on the ratings services, and you will see that they are at the top of the ratings. One of the top-rated restaurants north of Dallas and the top-rated Thai restaurant probably in Collin County and certainly in Allen and probably in a bigger area than that. They're just that great. Silver Tie Cuisine, 906 West McDermott, about a big long old block west of 75 in Allen. They're open seven nights a week. SilverTieAllen.com. T-H-A-I. SilverTieAllen.com. Ken is the owner, and he promises you a wonderful experience. Their menu has a wide variety of Thai dishes, freshly cooked for each customer. And I will tell you that I have an onion and garlic allergy, and boy, they remember that. In fact, they remember what we usually order, and they just confirm it and bring it to the table. It's just, and we're there not every night. We're there probably once a month or so. We love Silver Tie. They also have a variety of gluten-free entrees. Wonderful. Meals, sauces are homemade using the skill of the chef, cooked to your specifications. 908 West McDermott Drive, Suite 104. Let me give you a couple of other referral reference points there. I don't think Ken will mind. Oh, and by the way, ask for Ken. If he is there, take a look at that smile. He loves meeting his customers. Silver Tie Cuisine, 972-747-7452, a long block west of Central on McDermott. They're at Waters Crossing, I guess, or Waters Road, or whatever it is. They're right there at that. And they're right behind Starbucks and right beside Jason's Deli. Eat, dine there today. Love it today. Silver Tie Cuisine. It's SilverTieAllen.com. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. All right, let's do this. And there we have now coming up for our first call today, Faye in Forney. Faye, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, thank you. I hope you can help me with my Meyer lemon tree.
I will try my best.
It's in a large pot. I leave it out in the summer. In the winter, it's in a very sunny sun porch. This is third year in a row, and I'm hoping to get some lemons because every other year, just as it buds out, just as the little blossoms drop, and it'll be covered, absolutely covered in blossoms, then something invades it. And I think it's almost a worm. It eats the buds out. It eats on the leaves. And then I never see it, no matter how hard I look for it. But I'm hesitant to use insecticides since I hope to get lemons to eat.
No, I understand that. Well, if you're never seeing any insect, any caterpillar, I'm hesitant to sign in on the possibility of a caterpillar or any kind of insect doing that damage. And this is happening while it's still indoors or while it's outdoors?
While it's indoors.
All right. They are going to have to be pollinated, and I don't think they're going to get pollinated properly indoors, and so there may be just a natural aborting happening. That's a different issue, but I'm not sure how many fruit you'll get set if it's still indoors. That's just having Because generally, when you have a highly fragrant plant that blooms, it's going to be drawing bees to it. And so,
okay, so
in
I should
terms,
take it out
yeah,
as
probably
soon
so.
As I'm
Well,
not worried about a freeze.
yeah, well, or on a day like today where it's going
Uh-huh.
to be 70 this afternoon, you wheel it out and bring it back in tonight. It's been
Okay.
cold enough that you wouldn't want to leave it out, although I don't think tonight's going to be that cold. But
Okay.
to my point, the if you saw some kind of insect, you could use an insecticide. I'm getting a little hesitant though, because the one I want to recommend that has fruit clearance is malathion, and that doesn't smell good. So you're not going to want that back in the house. So
Well,
I'm kind of
on the
at a
front porch,
catch-22.
that'd be okay. Malathion would be okay because we keep the door closed to
All
that
right.
sun porch.
Well, malathion is cleared for most fruit crops early in the season. You wouldn't want to do it right before
Yeah.
harvest, but you are a long ways away from harvest when this thing is blooming. But I don't think that's necessary until you identify what the problem is. What I will promise you is in the next hour, if I get into a long enough break, either at a newscast or at the top of the hour somewhere, I'll do just a little online research. I have my laptop close by, and I'll see if I can find anything. If you just can't listen to find out,
No, I can listen. I will.
I would suggest searching on the web also, and this is what I'll be doing: Aggie Horticulture Citrus Bud Insect. I just put those
Okay.
keywords in, and I'll see if that kicks anything up that alerts us that there's something that is getting into the buds. But you would see it. You would either see droppings or you would see the pest. I don't think
Okay.
that's what it is, probably. I'll see what I
Sounds
can do for you,
perfect.
Faye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the call. All right, that opens the line at 800-288-WBAP. We have only that one phone number. It makes it easier for all. 800, and it makes it easier for me, except I have worked at a couple of other radio stations, and periodically I kick in some random number. I hybridize them. I don't even get the old phone. I don't get anything right. But I'm looking at a sheet that I put right in front of my nose so that I always get it right here. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. And we're going to take our first break, and I'll see what I can find during that time for her, perhaps. This is my chance to tell you about Whiz-Q Stone. The 1983 was the founding year of Whiz-Q Stone in Fort Worth, and since that time, Mike Whiz, his father founded the business, but all of the time that I've known Whiz-Q Stone, Mike has been in charge. Mike Whiz and his son Derek now own and operate Whiz-Q Stone, and they are leaders in fine stone for the whole Metroplex. This is an incredible business, not only because of the inventory and how much fun you will have in shopping for stone there. 22 acres of beautiful stone. Every landscape has place for stone. Of course, the size is to scale of the size of your landscape. If you have a zero lot line home, you can be looking for smaller stone, but you need stone. If you have a big estate and you need retaining walls, Whiz-Q Stone. I don't care if you need a 2-mile retaining wall, Whiz-Q Stone, or a 20-foot retaining wall. It's Whiz-Q Stone, and they'll help you with that, or a patio, or a walkway, or if you need a stone wall, they do all of that. They don't do any of the installation, but they can certainly refer you to the people who do. They are so well connected within the nursery and landscape contracting industry. They are high up and very highly revered within the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They are the leaders. Whiz-Q Stone, fun place and great guys. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 817-429-0822. 4501 East Loop 820 South, Fort Worth. On the web, Whiz, WHIZ, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow, spelled with a K, .com.
Black Cow,
the mature manure black cow.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Joel. The passion with which he gave that interview to me was just overpowering. Really, really an impressive testimony, and always a smile. I've seen Joel many times since I did that 3 or 4 weeks ago, and always smiling. We have what I am deeming to be and terming, and it has gone over like $1 million, our best poster deal ever. And you say, what on earth is Neil talking about? Well, it's all four of our informative posters, plus a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Please let me explain the posters. The posters are 15 by 30 inches. They're on heavy cardstock in full color, suitable for framing. I don't know that you would want to do that, but you certainly are welcome to. I've seen them framed in nurseries. One of them is the 100 best landscape plants for Texas, the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, all in a big chart that will help you select the best plant for your landscape needs. Another is the 100 best annual flowers for Texas, the best cool season, warm season annuals, also wildflowers and foliar annuals. When are they colorful? What month specifically? What colors do they come in? How tall? How wide do they grow? Sun or shade? All of those parameters. 120 best perennials. That's the third poster. And the fourth poster, all of the known varieties of crepe myrtles, 120 of them. Now, these posters have a book's worth of information on each poster. Posters are normally $10 plus $2 for postage. That'd be $48 for the four posters. I can get them for you for $34, and you'll even get a subscription, 1 year new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. That's normally a $23.95 value. $71.95 is the total value. You pay $34 and $3 postage, but you must call before 11 o'clock today. Quantities are limited on one or two of the posters, and we're trying to not go back to reprint right away, so call now. Call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769 before 11 today. Well, it only is a couple of minutes of web searching for any kind of an insect that would get into lemon buds, but I don't see anything. I see scale insects. I see white flies. I see a lot of exterior insects. I don't see anything that would specifically be devouring buds before anything happens. I think they're aborting. That would be my best guess, and probably what's happening is that the plant isn't getting enough light indoors. It's just not. It's borderline of happy enough to set the buds, and then they're probably aborting, kind of like tomato flowers will abort if they're not pollinated. That happens after the flower opens. In this case, they may be aborting because they just don't get enough light to go out and bloom properly. I don't know. I don't feel 100% confident on my answer, but I'm pretty close, and I really don't feel that there's an insect involved. Horticultural oil sprays certainly are an alternative if you would prefer to use something like that in lieu of malathion. White flies and scale are the two big problems with the citrus indoors. I've always had that problem when I've had citrus inside. Let's go to Bill in Duncanville. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning. Welcome. How can I help you?
Good morning.
Hi.
When should I apply your fertilizer to my centering grass this year?
All right. The time to fertilize St. Augustine would be early April, early June, early September, and early to mid-April, early to mid-June, and then early September. Those would be the three times. I prefer not to apply the fertilizer in the middle of the summer to St. Augustine because of gray leaf spot. It's very much accelerated if there's nitrogen put on during the hottest part of the summer. So those three times, and that'll be sufficient. If you can find my fertilizer, that would be fine. Distribution problems caused me to pull way back and just say, you know what, people are so frustrated, I want to go out of that business to the manufacturer because it just was embarrassing not to have it sold more widespread. Look for a high-quality fertilizer. If you find some of mine, that'd be great, Bill. But if you need to buy another brand, that's fine, too. Just look for one where the first number is the highest and probably exclusively nitrogen. That would be the ideal. And a half or so of that nitrogen should be slow release. I think you'll find that there are some out there.
Thank you very, very much.
You are welcome. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Brent in Weatherford. Brent, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil, if you had that calendar I got, all you'd have to do is look on the calendar.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Listen, yes, sir. I've got some roses that I don't know how to cut them back or to trim them up, and I don't know when to do it.
All right.
They look horrible.
I think my first question, and mind you, the climbing roses don't really climb. They kind of arch. They don't have much stem support, so they're not really vines.
No, this isn't climbing. This is just sitting.
It's a bush rose. That's what when I say, are these bushes or climbers? Sometimes people say, well, I don't know. It's just a big mess, and so that's why I've kind of prefaced. Okay, so if you're sure it's a bush rose. All bush roses should be pruned by 50%, half, and that should be done by now. I wouldn't wait any longer. I'd try to get it done today if you can, because they are beginning to bud out and grow, and you don't want to let them get very far into that. In fact, it's better to do it before they really do any growing. Cut them back by half, and each cut that you make should be just above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant so that you encourage spreading growth. If it's a really stemmy type like knockouts or some of the others or lots of thorns, lopping shears will serve your arm's needs very well. They can do the reaching in. They don't get scratched. And you'll also find, probably, Brent, if it's been a while since these were pruned, you'll probably find some dead twigs in there and some other stuff you can trim out. That doesn't count. If you have dead branches in there, that does not count against the 50%. You just need to get them cleaned up.
All right. I appreciate it, Neil.
Have a happy afternoon. We'll be thinking about you. Have a good one. Let's go to Joe. And you know what, Joe? Hang on. We'll come to you after the bottom of the hour newscast here. I've got to keep a better eye on my clock. It's always a good plan. All right. Let me tell you right now about North Haven Gardens. This is a wonderful place to shop. And if you are trying to get a gigantic early start on spring gardening, and if you have a protected spot or a greenhouse or an atrium or someplace where you'd like to get a real head start on tomato growing, it's too early to put them out in the garden, but they have some incredible 4-inch tomatoes, green zebra, Cherokee purple, better boy, early girl, super sweet 100, and sun sugar. Those last three, early girl, super sweet 100, and sun sugar, should be very well adapted for heavy production. The others are interesting novelties that you'll like, and they have them at North Haven Gardens now. Beautiful transplants. These people are plant people. In quart size, they have Defiance, named for its defiance of disease, great flavor, and medium size. Medium size is a critical issue for tomatoes. Large fruiting tomatoes don't set as well in our heat, and another reason that you might want to get an early start. Golden Mama, a gourmet cook's delight with its yellow fruit and mild sweet flavor, and Indigo Rose, jet black when ripe, with acidic flavor and high in anthocyanins, which are powerful antioxidants. All varieties available this spring are listed at nhg.com/tomatoes.htm. NHG.com is their website. /tomatoes will get you into the tomato part. Plant early for best success. Keep frost cloth on hand. It's probably too early to plant them out into a wide open garden, but like I say, if you have a protected spot, you can get a great head start. And while you're at North Haven Gardens, take a look at the 10 billion other houseplants, herb plants, vegetable plants, cool season annual flowers, trees, shrubs, 9-acre nursery. It's fabulous. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. Open 7 days a week. NHG.com, 214-363-5316. It's North Haven Gardens.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Advanced Foundation Repair. If you have a concrete slab and you live on the black clay soils, there is a good chance that you will at some point or another have a foundation issue. The problem is that our soils move around a lot. They are very, very odd, and let me explain why. When you have clay soils, the soil particles are microscopic in size, electron microscope in size. And that means that there is an infinite almost amount of surface area there. So when those soils get wet, they puff out, they swell up. And when they get dry, they contract. And that's why the foundation is given the right of its life or death. Foundations crack, and then you see it inside when you start seeing tape and bedwork that is failing. You see doors that don't open or shut properly. Look across your doors and see if they are level. When they were installed, there wasn't an odd difference in the crack at the top left and top right. See if you see that. Windows that don't work well. Cracks in the brick outside. Or if you remember seeing those last year, Advanced Foundation Repair. That's the name to call. My advertisers here since 1995, they're the best in the business. They are number one, honest. Number two, they will come to your home and do a thorough home inspection absolutely without charge. If you have a foundation problem, they will identify it, show you exactly where it is and what it is, and tell you what they'll do and give you an estimate right there. And then when you hire them to come do the work, they will guarantee their work for the lifetime of the home. They led their industry through all of that. Advanced Foundation Repair. If you don't have a foundation problem, they will tell you that. That's the integrity I'm talking about. FoundationRepairs.com, plural. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Just try to forget that phone number. It rings in your mind. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and my friend Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We've got 40 degrees now and a move toward immigration reform. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Weather in Touch forecast. Sunday, windy. It's going to be a little warmer this afternoon. 71 for the high, and the winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour out of the south. Winds stick around tonight. The clouds are back. 54 for the low, and then tomorrow, partly sunny. Maybe a chance of some light drizzle through the morning and into the early afternoon. 68 for the high. Best chances for rain east of the Metroplex. Clear and cooler on Tuesday with a high of 62. It is clear right now, 40 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, the ClassicChevrolet.com traffic center.
In North Dallas, 635 LBJ westbound at Marsh Lane, an accident is blocking two left lanes with delays from Midway. And in Fort Worth, a wreck along southbound I-35W, the North Freeway at North Loop 820, and that was causing delays from Basswood Boulevard. This report brought to you by Reliant Energy. With Reliant, you're the one in power for a range of affordable plans plus tools you need to monitor, manage, and save on your electricity. Call 1-866-RELIANT. With a WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, USA Today reporting the White House is circulating a draft immigration bill that would clear a path to legal residency in about 8 years for millions of illegal immigrants now living in the U.S. Report quotes a White House spokesman as saying President Obama supports the ongoing bipartisan effort to craft a comprehensive immigration bill that is going to move forward if Congress fails to act. Death toll continues to climb following a bombing in Pakistan. More than 80 dead, over 160 wounded during the event. This man tells the BBC he tried to help.
I was there, you know, I did rush for helping. But too many people dead and too many people injured.
Police say the bomb was hidden in a water tank and towed into the market by a tractor. Again, looking for a high today of 71 degrees. It is 40 degrees at DFW Airport. The WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Monday morning, when we get back,
yes,
it could be one of the strangest, weirdest shows.
Why is that?
Monty Cook and Laura Houston, right, over the weekend are getting their CHL license.
Their commercial driver license?
No, that's...
Oh, that's CDL.
CDL.
Got it.
This is the concealed handgun license. Oh, can you imagine those two?
Well, she's been packing for years.
Yeah, but firearms?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Monday morning, we'll see how they did. Hal and Brian here on the morning news. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Our best poster offer ever. All four of our highly informative, full-color, 15 by 30-inch posters and a one-year subscription to Neillsbury's Gardens Magazine, $71 value, only $34. The 100 best landscape plants for Texas, 100 best Texas annual flowers, and 120 best Texas perennials. All 120 crepe myrtles. Complete details on every plant. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. 800-752-GROW.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens is located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
When I think of businesses that I respect immensely, at the top of my list is Dalworth. Dalworth Clean. It began as Dalworth Carpet Cleaning when I began doing ads for them back 32 years ago. They've been in business now almost 40 years, and they are leaders in their industry. James Smith, the founder, he must have been 10 when he founded the business. He is just an amazing businessman, because what he has done is he started with a core idea of doing carpet cleaning and doing it better than anyone else, relying on customer satisfaction, repeat customers. And then he expanded his business as he proved that, okay, we're doing this very, very well, thank you. Now we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And it's all to do with flooring. They clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. Now, true to their roots, they still have a carpet cleaning special. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean. You can book online right now at dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. That's Dalworth Clean. Also, you need to remember that Dalworth Fine Floors is at a different location than all of their service business, but they have a wonderful store at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. You can go in and see beautiful flooring. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, open 6 days a week. And if you'd like to have Dalworth replace existing flooring in your home, that's the place to shop. Dalworth.com is the website and the number to call for all the Dalworth flooring service. 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. Next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
That soft-spoken man is the leader in the tree service industry, as far as I'm concerned, in Texas. You would never pick him out of a crowd. And yet, within his industry, he is revered. Just a great guy. Thank you, Steve. Let's go to Joe in Fort Worth. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. My question relates to fig tree. It is over 40 years of age. I base that on the fact that we've lived here 40 years in the TCU area of Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. And it produces abundant figs every year. Number one, they do not turn the brownish color. They continue to show green. And I'm not sure if there is a particular food that I need to treat them with. And they also will produce in October as well. The tree will be totally void of the spring crop, and then they'll produce the same amount, but never turn brown.
Right. Understood. That is a very common question that I get, and I've heard it asked of the state fruit and pecan specialist, Dr. George Ray McEachern here. I don't want to put words in George Ray's mouth. What I'm telling you is what I remember hearing him say, whether that's accurate or not, but I've heard it many times. The failure to ripen on figs is as much as anything due to the odd nature of fig fruit. Fig fruit is built inside out. It's just really an unusual fruit. Normally you have petals that open up and bees come along, pollinate the apple tree or whatever, and you get the fruit. In the case of figs, the fig is just, it's like a trumpet. It's built inside out, and the insects enter in through that open eye, and the fruit develops in a strange way. It is not uncommon for a fig fruit not to ripen properly, and it's not uncommon to get a second crop, a breba crop of figs, is the reference. I'm going to recommend you do some reading, but I think it's going to say the same thing to you, because I've been down this road many times trying to help people. Look at Aggie Horticulture Figs, and that will take you to a fact sheet that will explain all the things about fig production. It is not nutritional. Do not add any nitrogen to figs. One thing you definitely don't want to do is to fertilize figs very much, because that really does make them more vulnerable to cold injury and just a lot of problems. It's a good idea to keep them well mulched. I don't have a good answer for you, Joe, because I don't think there is a specific single answer. Okay. I think you'll find that through A&M.
A follow-up question.
Sure.
Are they edible in their stage of being green color?
If they're soft and if they're turning ripe, there are figs that do not turn a dark color. Let me put it to you this way. You're not going to die if you take a bite out of a fig that is not mature yet. You will say, that is not very good, and you will not eat a second bite. You probably won't finish the first bite, but you're not going to. It's not going to hurt you.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, I gave you the best answer I have, which is at best a kind of a miserable answer, but there it is.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling very, very much. Okay. Let me go to Roger in Midland. Roger, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your call. You guys going to get some rain one of these days?
Oh, man, it's terrible.
I don't know
what we're going to do.
I know.
One of my problems is my grass burr. I'm trying to control my grass burr situation, but last year, of course, we had a drought, so the things didn't really pop up, but they're out there. And one of my real good friends, Taylor Almond,
mm-hmm.
he works for Crossmark, and you know Sam's and all them,
mm-hmm.
and his son goes to school in McKinney, but he's in Plano. And he said, yeah, they're in McKinney. I listen to him all the time, so he's the one to give me your number.
Good.
And on this, I want to see if I can find out about that catalog and calendar. The number they said was 1-800-752-GROW.
Yeah, G-R-O-W with an O, not a zero. Be careful when you dial it. Now, we're out of calendars. We're out of calendars. It's 1-800-752-4769.
4769.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of people spell GROW with a zero instead of an O, and they get a wrong number. I should have gotten both of them, but...
Anyway. That's right, I got it, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and then see...
Now, as far as grass burrs are concerned, to get to your question really quickly, grass burrs can... There's only one way to eliminate grass burrs, and that is to prevent them. There is nothing you can do once they're up and growing. Luckily, you've called early in the season. In Midland, I would use either Dimension or Halts. Those are the two pre-emergent weed killers that have been the most common. You could use Baylan if you can't find those products, but Dimension is just spelled like the third dimension. It's Dimension. And then Halts is
H-E-M-M-I-N-S-O-N or something like that.
D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N. Halts is H-A-L-T-S, and then Baylan is B-A-L-A-N. Okay. Those will be available through farm supply stores and most especially through independent retail nurseries. That's what I would really highly recommend to you. The timing would be in Midland, the same as it is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the 5th to the 15th of March, and repeated 90 days later. And that will keep grass burrs and crabgrass from germinating. lot of people are saying, hey, I'm already seeing this or that, and they're not seeing either of those weeds. They're seeing winter weeds, and people get more confused on this topic than anything else going on.
Okay, you said 5th through what?
5 through 15, March 5 through 15. You have a 10-day window there.
March. And yes, then 90 days later, do it again.
That'd be early June, yes, sir.
Okay, now this guy that I know, a friend of mine, from, he works for True Green.
All right.
And he said something about Image or Miracle. You ever heard of those?
I don't know what Miracle is. Image is a nutsedge control product, but they have broadened that line to include some other things. True Green would have access to products that you cannot go in and buy off the shelf. So, I'd ask him a little more. Give me some consumer products to help. I got to run. I appreciate your call, Roger. Thank you very, very much. Call us again. Let's see. Let me take a break, and then we'll come to Annette in Whitesboro. If you'd like to call, we have our line open right now for you, waiting for you at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. It's our best poster offer ever. This is the special we have going on at my magazine office right now. It's all four of our highly informative posters. These are 15 by 30 inch on heavy cardstock. Folks, we have sold thousands of these at $10 each with $2 postage per poster. There are four different topics, four different posters, 100 best landscape plants. It's a big chart that tells you the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for Texas, for your landscape. Let me tell you, for example, it gives you the names of the plants, the growth form, whether it's upright or spreading or weeping or whatever it is, how tall, how wide, in the case of shrubs, whether it's sun or shade, ground covers as well, sun or shade, whether there's spring color, whether there's fall color, maybe summer bloom, if there is fruit. If there are known pest problems, it tells you any other comments that I cared to make. I wrote this poster. What zones it's adapted to in Texas. All of that information on one chart you can refer to. Is that good? Yes, it is. 100 best annual flowers tells you the colors they come in, how tall, how wide, sun or shade, what months they bloom, all of that in a big chart. 120 best perennials and all of the crepe myrtle varieties, all 120 of those. These four posters, normally $10 each and $2 postage each, $48 value for $34, but there's more to it because I'll also put with that a $23.95 subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, a $71.95 value for $34, but it's only good until 11 o'clock today. So call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. For 40 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps, and supplies. Spring weather is already here. Bring a pool water sample to Dixon Brothers so they can test it for you. They'll make sure your water is healthy and algae-free and help you get it back to blue if it's not. Dixon Brothers professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex. Need a new pool sweep or repair of your old one? Call Dixon Brothers. If your pool motor sounds funny or stopped working, give Dixon Brothers a call at 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. If you attended Neil Sperry's Landscape School in January, you met Mary and Kevin with Dixon Brothers and talked about landscape water features. Now is the time to get one started. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Serenity. Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was unhappy. My parents realized I had a problem. I got sent to a short-term facility. From the short-term facility, they sent me to long-term, and from there, they recommended Serenity High School. The best thing about Serenity High would probably have to be the one-on-one I get with my teachers and the meetings that we have twice a week here. In the past 3 years, I've seen many kids graduate, and that gives me hope that I can graduate as well. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I have been at Serenity for a while, I feel that my life is more complete, and I feel that I'm actually going to get somewhere in life. One day at a time.
3 years Megan has attended Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from everywhere, all over. There are students who drive from as far as 30 and 35 miles away to get to this public high school, part of the McKinney Independent School District. And there are 15 ISDs that partner with McKinney ISD to send their students. They pay the tuition fee for their students to attend. It is, after all, a life-saving experience to be at Serenity High. There's no guarantee in this battle against substance issues. But when you hear kids like I bring to you on the air here, they have a head start. Hopefully they all make it and can hold true to sobriety. And the victories are just glorious when that happens. They're really worth it. I love interviewing these kids. You just want to hug them. Anyway, if you have a child or grandchild who might be a candidate to successfully completing drug or alcohol rehab, you might want to look into serenityhigh.org on the web. So serenityhigh.org. I'm going to tell you about a person I have known longer than any other person in the horticultural industry in North Texas, and that is Bill Jensen with Norway Irrigation. I met Bill when I was landscaping my home in Farmers Branch many, many years ago, 43 years ago, 42 and a half years ago. I won't add any undue time there. Talk to Bill this week. I'm so grateful to have Norway Irrigation as my advertiser, and I'm glad to have Bill Jensen as my friend. Norway Irrigation, he was in the nursery industry initially, and now he is Norway Irrigation for the last 30 years. Norway was founded in 1983. They have served all of Dallas-Fort Worth and the surrounding counties faithfully ever since with the highest quality in sprinkler irrigation. If you're looking for a new sprinkler system, Norway uses weathermatic equipment, and their designs are unequaled. Norway Irrigation. If you have a sprinkler system, and if it has been more than 6 to 12 months since you had a company come in and maintain it, please consider Norway and call them now. Don't wait until the summer when it's going to be a real problem and they get behind like any good sprinkler irrigation company does. Call them now. You can call now and leave a voicemail or call tomorrow and talk to Bill Jensen at Norway Irrigation. Their repair people are the best in the business. They are sleuths. They find valves that you thought were long lost. Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation. Call. Tell them I was saying really great things about them, please. 972-446-3292. Just an added comment on that line. I don't take Neil Sperry specials. Tell them Neil told you to call and you'll save $5 or whatever. I don't want those. I did that one weekend 35 years ago, and the station said, we're not doing that anymore, because every sponsor heard it and wanted it in his ad the next weekend, and it just would have been awful sounding. But you know what? These people are doing business with me. They are investing in me, thinking that I have an audience and that I have people who will come to their stores or call their businesses to get service work or buy their products. And it really helps. It doesn't take 10 seconds to say, I heard Neil talking about you. And that means so much, because that does more than anything in the world to nail down an advertiser or make them want to spend a little bit more money to advertise. They say, well, it must be working. Otherwise, they don't have a way of knowing. And I love doing my program. There's no imminent danger of anything. I didn't bring it up for that reason. But I keep a list of all of my radio advertisers on my website at neilsperry.com. Neil on the radio is the button to click, and there will be the radio advertisers. Neil on the radio and all the contact info. Annette in Whitesboro is up next. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your call.
All right. My problem is, and I've tried to deal with it for 3 years now, and so I'm not getting any cucumbers. They're bitter. So I don't know if it's the manure that I'm putting in the garden.
No, I can help you on bitter cucumbers. Bitter cucumbers have had a hesitation in their growth. It's the same answer that you would get if you asked me about hot radishes or hot onions. When you have a bitter cucumber, You have either planted the plant too late and therefore it has run into, or the seed, it's run into the hot weather sooner than it should have. You've let it get too dry. Something has slowed down its growth, and when a cucumber slows its growth, then the fruit becomes off flavor. Lettuce does the same thing when it runs into the heat of May. That's why with lettuce, we want to get it planted right now. Cucumbers, you would want to plant from seed the last week or so of March. And you could go into the first week of April, but you've got to get them in at that point. And then you have to really keep them growing, vigorously growing. And that's where you'll get the best quality cucumbers. Harvest them when they're about half the mature expected size. A lot of people say, well, it says it'll grow to 12 inches. Wow, think one cucumber, a whole jar of pickles. Well, yeah, but they'll be like a baseball bat. You don't want that. So that's exactly what it is. It has nothing to do with the manure or the fertilizer or anything that you have in the soil. It's just that the plant slowed down.
And when they turn bitter, you might as well pull it up. They're not going to go back, are they?
It depends on when in the season it is. If you have enough of the season left, then just really start watering. But usually by the time you find out, it's summertime and it is too late. Yeah.
All right, and then on the tomatoes, the bottom rot, is that calcium?
Well, if you read online, it will tell you, yes, it's a calcium deficiency, blossom end rot. But the truth of it is, our soils in, what kind of soil do you have in Whitesboro? Do you have black clay?
Sandy loam.
Sandy loam.
Yeah,
well, you could try calcium if you wanted to. You could get some lime and add to it. But in 99.9, I've never had anybody say, hey, I put calcium on, it solved the problem. I have always had people come back and say, hey, I tried watering more often, and that made all the difference. Mulch. Work organic matter into the soil at the time of planting, then mulch the plants and water them more religiously. That blossom end is the point farthest from the roots. And so like when you have a house plant that you let get a little bit too dry, maybe a dracaena, and the tip of the leaf turns brown, that's the tip farthest from the roots. Well, it's the same thing that happens to the blossom end of a tomato. If the plant wilts, you can expect to see some blossom end rot. Large varieties are much more prone to it than the small to mid-sized varieties, just because they have so much trouble getting water out to the end of the fruit. But that's exactly what it's water related in that case. Could be water related in both cases. The plants may have just gotten too dry in both cases. I gotta run. I'm grateful for your call. You bet. To those of you who are on hold, stay with me, and we will move punctually after the news. We have a top of the hour newscast. We will have Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden coming up in just a moment. I'm Neil Sperry. We'll be back.